Broadcasting live from beautiful Silicon Valley, California, it's time for Lunch with Ricky in the Morning! And here's your host, Ricky!
April 13th, 2011. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. I am your host, Ricky. Hope everyone's doing well. Driving to work. Hopefully you're safe and sound. And hey, spring break today, or this week, huh? You can, everyone can relax a little.
What's spring break?
What is spring break, Anu?
I haven't had spring break.
The spring doesn't take a break. Man, those jumping jacks are cold in the morning.
Where did them come from?
Jumping jacks in the morning, man. Got my blood flowing. It's spring break. Hopefully your kids are kind of chilling. Oh, wait. That means the kids at home.
Yeah.
That means more stress.
Good thing we had that relaxation topic last week so people knew how to.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. What a topic. And again, thank you for all the emails and calls us last week. And it hit a nerve. And people all week were telling us relaxation methods. And again, for those that didn't tune in last week, we asked the audience, how do you relax? And we got answers all across the board. And it was a fun time. And again, thank you for all the emails and all that. We definitely, one thing we did, Anu and I collectively, is worked on our breathing.
Yes, I got a text from you Friday. Happy Friday. Are you focusing on your breathing?
Yeah, it's...
I took 10 minutes and...
No, I came home and mom's like, that was the best idea. Just it's this, you know, pranayama and yoga.
It,
and
it helps.
Just, you know, sometimes you just need to breathe. And so, again, thank you for that. You know, speaking of emails, and sorry we can't read every single one, but we've had a little backfill of emails that we need to get to, and I apologize. And a couple I want to read right now. Let's see here. First one. Lovely writes, you guys are great, but just out of curiosity, you know, you guys are, you know, you're pretty well versed in pop culture. What are your guys' favorite TV shows?
Ooh.
You want to go first, Andu?
Oh man, The Office is the top of the list, of course. Mm-hmm. Parks and Rec's pretty good. Outsourced, you know, it's doing its thing, but I don't know if it's gonna be back. Modern Family, another great one. My friend turned me on to, and How I Met Your Mother. That one, for real life TV, those are great.
Yeah.
But actually, you're the one who turned me on to that show now that I think about it. And then, of course, Sunday, there's Animation Domination. So, that speaks for itself.
Yeah.
What about you?
Indian Serials, Sony Television, Sat Fere, Salonika Safar. That's no longer on air.
That's why you have those huge satellite dishes on your house.
You got it, man.
Huh?
I sit there and cry, like, just to everyone dealing with all the mom and dad, daughter-in-law dramas. No, I... Let's see. How I Met Your Mother's great. Obviously, that's up there. Modern Family, I think, is probably the best show on television. It's a show that you can sit there and watch collectively as a family.
You can actually watch it with your family. That's how funny it is.
It's funny, and its humor translates to, like, you know, a little kid can watch it to an adult can watch it. And I just love just the family, the dynamics, and when you can make a comedy out of it. And it is a modern family. You've got three sets of families that are so different from another. I think it's fantastic. another show that I think it's a hidden gem, and I'm quasi into reality television. I know you're watching The Apprentice.
Yes, Celebrity Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. Do you think he's going to run for president?
I don't know. I don't think he should. I mean, every time I hear about him, either he's on TV or he's going bankrupt. I don't think those are two ways I want to be associated.
You know, forget
with
everything
somebody.
Else. Like, if you're like another, you know, you're as a head of a state, you're going to another country. And how do you go out with hair like that?
You're fired.
No, then look at his thing on his head.
And all the makeup he wears.
But speaking of Sunday, I don't know if you watch Amazing Race.
No.
Oh, fantastic show! It's a team going around the world doing these various challenges and tasks. It's a fantastic show. It was funny, and I wanted to get this in the audience. This last week, they took them to India, and they do these challenges in India. And they go all around the world, man. They go on every single continent, Russia, you name every single country. They go through India. Somehow, it's always India that always is like people are the most disgusted by. And then they make them do all these tasks in India, and then you see all the poverty, and you see, and it sometimes pains me, and it just aggravates me to see how South Asia and India gets portrayed on television. It's like you can all the contestants, man, they go anywhere, every African country, anywhere you go, but somehow when it's India, it's always like the poorest people are there, and it's like it frustrates me, man. I don't know, and it's and this week they made a I won't get too much into it, but it was pretty good. I love The Office, and that's probably my routine. That's my routine on television.
I think Will Ferrell starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
That's going to be fun.
That should be fun. Samir writes, you guys are you guys following the Anna Hazare stuff? Yeah, we were. You know, that was on the heels of last week. So I don't know if you know about this, Anu. He is a politician in India, and he took a stand to fight corruption. He took a fast. It's a Gandhian movement, and he comes from that's his origins. He to protest a particular. He wanted a law to get passed by the government of India, but to get that and to abolish corruption in the government, he decided to fast, a 96-hour fast. And at the end of this, the government finally listened to what he was claiming, and it's caused a huge movement all across India. Youth are gathering behind this. Everyone's gathering. How do you fight corruption? How do you stop it? And finally, someone took a stand. That was pretty cool. Hey, you know, and how far is it going to last? Are you really going to stop corruption? Probably not. But hey, it's a good. I thought it was a great start, and let's see what happens. I thought it was a pretty cool movie.
That's interesting. I mean, I know we had a few heated discussions this morning about, you know, government and whatnot, and so you know, it's corruption, but you know what? It's just going to. I have a feeling it'll mutate to something else.
Hey,
you know, because I mean, in this country we don't have corruption. We have lobbyists. Yeah. You know, it's like, come on,
save,
you know?
that's a good point. Someone asks, lunch with Ricky in the morning. What's the deal? Okay. Everyone, you know, we've got so many emails coming in. Like, you know, explain your title. So, you know, we started last summer with the show Lunch with Ricky. We then got the morning slot. So we started going Lunch with Ricky in the morning. It wasn't just like we didn't think about it, but, you know, it made more sense from a business perspective, from a branding perspective. You know, we're still trying to create our name, but, here's the deal. We've heard you guys. We're willing to change. Give us your best ideas. Let's do that. Let's make a contest out of this, and there'll be a fun giveaway at the end. What do you think we should change our name to? Right now, we're at Lunch with Ricky, .. in the morning. Give us your ideas. Find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/lunchwithricky. That's R-I-K-H-I. Drop us a line. You can give us a call here in the studio as well, 1-855-772-8278. But hey, let's have fun with that.
You caught me by surprise that when I knew you were throwing a few.
These emails. Usually we go over emails the night before, but today I was like, I knew I got you some curveballs.
Well, and every time I get back on the Facebook, there's always a comment about the name, and it's somebody newer. So it's, you know what?
That's cool.
Let's throw it out to them.
Yeah, why not? All right, let's go to today, huh?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do today. All right. We teed it up last week and love to get your thoughts. We're going to do the whole episode today on the workplace and the various facets of the workplace. Now, again, many of you are probably driving to work as we speak, or many of you may be settled into your desks and in your cubes or in your offices right now at work. And let's face it. Work is what we do. The average worker, according to some stats here, will spend 90,000 hours in his or her lifetime at the workplace.
Wow.
Right? 90,000 hours. And hey, you might as well be happy there. Mm-hmm. The UK Guardian reported that happier workers are 12% more productive. Unhappy workers, naturally, are 10% less productive. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But man, how do you stay happy at work? And that's the question I want to pose to the audience. And specifically, I want to hear specific changes. So the first half of the show, we're going to go after the management. We're going to go after the management. If you were CEO for a day, what change would you implement in your company? You got that? 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. The first half of the show, if you were CEO for a day, what changes would you make? The second half of the show, we're going to get a little more fun and talk to your fellow colleague, and we'll talk into workplace etiquettes. Man, some things you just want to change at work. Man, my cute mate talks too loud. Or, you know, like some, you know, meetings go too long. We want to hear workplace etiquettes. But in the beginning, if you were CEO for a day, what changes would you make? Would you make longer weekends? Would you make less hours? Love to hear it. 1-855-772-8278. We got a bunch of gift packs to give away today to the best callers. So chime in, give us your thoughts. And hey, you may be happy at work today with the gift packs we give. Again, 1-855-772-8278, or you can drop us a line at Ricky at lunchwithricky.com. You can find us on Facebook. In the meanwhile, let Raghav serenade you for a little bit, and we'll be right back.
You're having Lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Check it. ready for the SATs? Have they been procrastinating? Let Insight Education calm your worries. Call or email Insight Education today to know about the April Break SAT Boot Camp starting April 16th in Cupertino. This 9-day camp targets students in need of SAT preparation for the May or June SAT test. This is a great way to take action and make productive use of your child's April break. For more info, visit www.insighttestprep.com or call 408-252-5050 408-252-5050.
If you have dreamt of a career in cloud and mobile platform like Salesforce.com or Google as an administrator, analyst, or a developer, then you need to join Cloudalyze, a consulting firm in these emerging technologies. They assist you for your upcoming cloud computing career. To help you succeed, Cloudalyze will provide you with extensive training, certification exam assistance, resume and interview preparation, and hold your hand through your first client project. For more information, visit cloudalyze.com or call Neeta at 408-800-2610, 408-800-2610.
Gurus of Dance is now accepting Bollywood Dance Class registrations for its next musical production, Twice Upon a Time. Register before March 15th and get $30 off the full price at any of our 10 convenient locations. Come, be a part of the next spectacular production. For more information about classes and locations, please visit www.gurusofdance.com.
Are you looking for a job placement in the field of IT? If yes, then you need to contact Canvas Infotech Incorporated. Canvas Infotech offers courses tailored to the needs of professionals from the tech savvy to the tech illiterate. They guarantee placement in business analysis, project management, quality assurance, .NET, Oracle, and Java. They file H-1B visas and green cards too. Contact them today, 510-342-5663, 510-342-5663, or go online at canvasinfotech.com.
Mention this radio ad and get $100 off their professional classes.
Dreaming of owning a home in India? The time has now come to fulfill your lifelong dream with Citibank India Home Loans. Citibank offers NRIs like you the comfort of applying for a home without leaving US. They offer loans up to 7.5 crores, loans up to 80% of the property value, flexible repayment tenures up to 20 years. Call their dedicated relationship manager, Dipesh Basu, at 408-975-2785. 408-975-2785.
India's leading real estate developer, Unitech, having a range of homes and properties across India, brings you Unitech Roadshow, brought to you by Buy Indian Properties at DoubleTree by Hilton, San Jose, California, from 18th to the 21st of April. To register, call 1-917-650-1414. Come, visit us and choose from a wide range of options to invest in your dream home today. Call 1-917-650-1414. Unitech, building dreams across India.
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो फंडू. फॉर एडवर्टाइजिंग कॉल अस एट 408-476-6118, 408-476-6118.
And now back to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning, properly fitted by the Giants Dugout.
Welcome back. Lunch with Ricky. Lines are lit. Again, the question to the audience on the first half of the show: if you were CEO for a day, what changes would you make to your company? We got a bunch of gift packs to give away, brought to you by RadioFundu.com and the Spydar. All right, let's go to lunch. Let's go to Sudhir in Santa Clara. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky. Get us started here. Sudhir, if you were CEO, what changes would you make?
All right. Do I have to start with that question or first answer your another question that you asked?
Go ahead. You got a minute. Go ahead. Go for it. What was the other question?
All right. Your first question was, Lunch with Ricky, is that a proper name or what's the other name people suggest?
What do you got, Sudhir?
All right. I will say your timing matches with Breakfast with Ricky.
Okay.
Why not Breakfast with Ricky?
Oh, I can't say that's never been thought about, but all right, Breakfast with Ricky. You got that, Anu?
Yes, I'm going to add it to the list.
Add that to the list. All right, Sudhir. All right, next question for you, Hans. So if you were CEO, what changes would you make?
All right. I'll just hire a person, HR person in the company, and find out, get that person, give that person a break, and give that person incent you to find out what people really think about the company and what will make them happy. Mm-hmm. Once I get that type of information from the company, that what people are really thinking, who thinks their boss sucks or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Find out what are they really looking for, and then once that information is there, make a judgment.
Okay.
Fire some people, hire some people,
uh-huh.
and deal with what you got.
So your overall take was you'd hire an HR person.
Yep.
And go
I
from
will
there.
Hire a person. Maybe I'll give him a title of HR or not. I don't
okay.
know what title I'll give.
Well, but so there, don't a lot of already companies have that?
I'm sure they do,
so,
and you know what I'm saying. That's the best way to figure out what people think. Throw them a party, give them a lot of liquor, find out what they really think about what's going on in the company.
All right,
I like the way he thinks. That's a good one right there. Yeah.
All right, Sio, thank you for the call there. Booze them up and get some ideas. 1-855-772-8278. That's 1-855-772-8278. Question we're asking to the audience to help workplace morale and just to help. Company, if you were CEO for a day, what would you do? Let's go to Amit. Amit, welcome to Lunch with Ricky.
Hi, this is Amit.
Hi, Amit.
Yeah, but basically, I'm not a CEO for a day. I'm CEO for a year, basically. I'm a CEO of my own company.
Wonderful.
That's
okay.
One.
Okay.
What I do and I struggle to do is there are many causes of unhappiness. You cannot eliminate all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And hiring HR, these, that, they don't tell you the truth,
right.
to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I know.
The person is saying all those theoretical stuff.
No, I know.
I do it on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
What you have to do is you'll have to really, where there are politics, people, there is politics. You'll have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You eliminate politics as much as possible, the team will work as a cohesive whole.
Yeah.
And once you reach that, everybody is happy.
But see, let me ask you, I'm going to challenge you on that because everyone claims to say that, right? Everyone wants to. Who wants politics? Who wants bureaucracy at the office? But it happens. So how do you eliminate
that?
That's my question.
You have to understand where there are people, there is politics.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the fundamental thing. So you have to understand. Once you understand that, you eliminate politics as much as possible. You cannot completely eliminate. You try to eliminate. I'll give you an example. I had one of the best engineer in my company. That fellow was really politician. Mm-hmm. I had to let him go.
Yeah. No, I'd imagine that. No, and look, Sanjay, that's going to – thank you for the call, Sanjay. At the end of the day,
okay.
Yeah, you got to eliminate politics, obviously. But I want to get more ideas here. I want to get ideas. Here's the first thing I would do, Anu. I would make meetings half an hour max.
That's a good one.
You gotta cap it at 30 minutes because after 30 minutes, I feel meetings get useless and they're a waste of time.
Yeah.
People love to just articulate and be funny. Look, no, you're gonna get it. 9 o'clock meeting. Let's get in at 9 o'clock. 9:30, we're out. Let's cut what you guys did over the weekend. I'd love to hear it. Let's hear it at 5 o'clock though when the day's over.
That's a
good one.
Waste
my time in the morning.
Yeah,
let's get right into it.
And no meetings before 9 a.m. Unless you know you have to work with the rest of the world.
Sure.
I understand that. But if you're located in the same time zone,
so time zone is one thing. But I'm telling you, I want half an hour meetings.
No, I agree.
Because after that, man, it gets. I just think, yeah.
Well, yeah, and you start dwindling. And you waste a lot of time.
Right. Let's go to. I want to say the name right, Moshimi in Cupertino.
Hey,
actually, it's Misumi. Actually.
Is it Misumi?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky. Tell us, if you were CEO for a day, what would you do?
Well, the most challenge that I'm facing currently at work is striking a good work-life balance.
Yeah.
And
the work-life.
That is something that we often talk around work, but nothing gets done around that. So if I was the CEO, I would try to strike that balance by making sure that people can work from home whenever they really need to.
Work from home. There's an idea. Okay.
Yes.
And whenever they want to come in, even if they want to come in late, they make sure that they get their work done.
That's good.
I mean, I would really not sit down and count on face value as much, but make sure that the person is actually accomplishing what they have signed up for.
Yeah, good. Anu, what do you think of that?
Yeah, you know what?
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
We got one winner. Mostly that's the look. That's
Misumi? That's right. Yeah.
Misumi. Yeah, I mean, work-life balance is huge, right? And giving the option to working at home. We were talking, that made one of our lists, too.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the ones that I think I said at the production meeting.
Awesome. Misumi, we're going to make you one of our winners. We have plenty of gift packs to give away, but you're one of them. Do us a line. Drop us a line. Drop us an email. lunch@lunchwithricky.com. And we'll get you situated with a gift pack. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. Keep the lines going, guys. 1-855-772-8278. We still got more to give away. We'll go back to the lines here, Anu. Let's go to Randy. Randy in Fremont.
Enjoy
how you doing?
Your show. Wonderful show.
Thank you.
So a couple of things. I'm the CEO of a large insurance practice.
Okay.
And what I do once a year is I swap places with my executive and with some of my staff members throughout the year and put them in my shoes and see how it would be for them, for me to work for them.
It's like that TV show, right? What's that show, Anu? Undercover Boss?
Oh, yeah, on CBS. That's
so,
a good one.
So you go under and you actually see what it's like to be an employee.
Yeah,
that and also what is lacking in what I call higher leadership,
mm-hmm.
higher ground leadership by Dr. Lance Secretan. He's probably the preeminent authority on working together. He's actually written many books, one of which is called One.
Uh-huh.
And he says the problem with today's leadership is most of them are managers that follow instructions.
Yeah.
And most of them look at their pay package and, you know, what's in it for them kind of thing.
Right.
Whereas he creates what is called a spirit at work, and he's developed a whole series of books, which is just phenomenal, which can take you to the higher leadership level. Most of us as people in authority suffer from what are called I specialists. I am this, I am that, so you listen to me.
Uh-huh.
And he says, remove the ego from all the stuff and everything will work together, because at the end of the day, most of today's good companies, great companies, team players. It's not me and you or you and I. It's team. Together achieve.
So, Randy, this is great, right? And I think theoretically this is great. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to challenge you a little here, is specifically
sure.
Give me an idea. What would you do now that you got to, you know, you understood the workplace and you understood the dynamics, being an employee and not necessarily being in the executive team. Now, putting yourself back into the situation you are in and as the head man, what would you do? Give me, is there something that you did?
I already implemented. Once a week, I keep my door open on Fridays for 4 hours.
Wonderful.
And any of my staff or any of my people, I don't care whether it's a guy outside agent, because I run an insurance brokerage, whether he comes out from outside, whether it's a vendor, whether it's a supplier, whether it's an aggregator, they come in and they talk to me, you know, to their heart's content as to how we can improve our relationship, how we can improve, you know, quality of work and quality of life. You know, a lot of people talk about a work-life balance, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you have a work-life balance, you are giving up something. It's like on the scales of justice.
Right.
You put an extra ounce on the left side, the right side is going to go down.
No,
I don't call it a work-life balance, because you're always compromising.
No, you're right.
I can't go to my daughter's piano recital today because I've got too much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's the culture we live in.
I call it the work-life integration. So you integrate your life with your work.
Love it. Thank you for the call, Randy. Unfortunately, I got to scoot. We have a bunch of people on hold. Keep the door open, and I think I wish more CEOs had that policy. Listen to
your
employees.
Yeah.
And I mean, the work-life balance or integration, as Randy just said, is striking. A lot of chords here. Let's go back to the lines. Let's go to Sunnyvale, and let's welcome the great Pyle. Pyle, welcome to Lunch with Ricky.
Oh, boy. I guess couldn't
we'll be. Go back to – we'll go back. It's okay. Well, Pyle, give us a call back. Sorry, we dropped you there. Let's go to Sanjay, San Jose. Sanjay, welcome to Lunch with Ricky.
Yeah. Hi, Ricky. This is Sanjay in San Jose. What I would do is set up the 800 number where the employees could call in with their complaints anonymously while they're unhappy. And then I would set up an intelligence branch with undercover agents to investigate the bad apples and set up a sting operation.
And get them out of there, huh?
Yeah.
No,
that's
I love it.
One.
I love
wow.
it. You know, sometimes, you know, they're just, you know, on that note, and I don't want to digress too much, Sanjay, you know, I sometimes question, let's be fair, right? I mean, as much as we can complain as if you're not in upper management, but sometimes those who aren't in those ranks, I question the loyalty of some employees. I mean, they're just there collecting a paycheck, right? And yeah, there are some bad apples in that. Look, I'm just here for every 2 weeks. I get what I, you know, I get my reward. I don't really care for the well-being of the company. I don't really care what happens. I'm not committed. And those are those bad apples. And Sanjay brought up a great point, and thank you for that call there. Man, just or eliminate those seeds, man. Just get rid of them. I love that. That little sting operation. A little extreme, but hey, why not? We got time for a couple more calls on him?
Yeah, let's shoot one
let's
more.
Let's do, okay, let's go to Pyle. Let's go back to Sunnyvale and Pyle. How are you? Welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the morning.
Very fine. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning.
I have a name suggestion for your program, too.
Okay.
I would say brunch with Ricky.
Brunch
rather
with
than
Ricky.
Making it breakfast or lunch, make it brunch.
Right in the middle, brunch
That's a
with
good
Ricky.
Compromise.
Okay.
Taking it right on with breakfast and lunch covered both
Why
ways.
Not? Why not? And usually I'd eat my breakfast and lunch together anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. I do that too with nice little parathas, and I'm taking care of no lunch and
why not?
Together.
Why so. Not? Well, these days, you know, I'm on these I'm trying to watch my diet a little, so I'm on these protein shakes in the morning. Why not do protein shakes with Ricky in the morning? How's that?
Oh, that's protein boost, probably. Protein boost.
Watch your carbs with Ricky in the morning. And I think, are you have any ideas on the CEO for me, Pyle?
Yes, yes. I was thinking, see, I'm a working mom. Mm-hmm. My only juggle is between kids and home and office.
Okay.
So I would suggest that probably reduce the hours of working, not 8, make it 7. Because the prime time of our day we're spending in the office, I've got nothing left to do in the evening after that. There's no energy.
But see, Pyle, on that, like, I get that as an employee, but if I'm management, I need my full 8 hours from you. I need my full 8 hours
again,
from my employees.
Yeah, again, work from home hours and things
work from
like
home.
That. Make it flexible.
As long as you're accountable.
Sorry?
Yeah, as long as you're accountable, right? You're
course,
delivering what's been asked
and
of you.
No lunch meetings.
Yes.
I hate lunch meetings
as well. It's such a waste of time. And I'm not a very good compartmentalizer. I can't do two things at once. I'm eating my lunch. I'm eating my lunch. I couldn't care less what Tom has to say. Or yeah, no. I don't even have to try these dinner meetings. Man, I'm just not paying attention. I'm focusing on the meal. Give me 10 minutes. And let me read my paper and let me eat my salad and then I'll get right back to you. I love it. Thank you for that, Pyle.
Give me 5 minutes of eating. But
yeah, exactly. Right? It's not so hard. All right, this topic's hot, man. We were going to switch it up, but let's keep it on this for a little bit because
okay,
we got more calls.
You want to stick with the edit or with the CEO? All right, let's do that.
Let's do that. So we're going to take a quick song break here. We're going to play a quick couple ads for you, get some money. We'll be right back. We got more gift packs to give away brought to you by Radio Fundu. And we'll be right back.
Having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithRicky.
All right, say. One song now.
And Jazz Singh presents Rahat Fateh Ali Khan live in concert. Mark your calendars for April 24th at 7 p.m. San Jose State University Event Center.
To purchase tickets, log on to Suleika.com or AAAEntertainments.com or call Neeraj at 510-565-9518. 510-565-9518.
उसल पाव हो तो ऐसा वाह और मक्की की रोटी और सरसों का साग भी लाजवाब है
चाट भवन
हाँ हाँ उंगलियाँ चाटते रह जाओगे
अब और क्या कहना ये तो चाट का भवन है
चाट भवन
लोकेटेड एट 5355 Maori Avenue इन Fremont
दे ऑल्सो डू ऑन साइट केटरिंग
विजिट chatbhavan.com और कॉल देम ऑन 510-795-1100
I don't know. इतनी जल्दी शादी की शॉपिंग ज्वेलरी सब कैसे होगा?
Oh papa, don't worry. I visited PNG Jewelers with Reena and I loved their designs.
I know PNG Jewelers. They're great. With so many options in diamond jewelry, emerald, ruby, kundan and polki stone set in 22 karat gold.
They seem to be the most reliable jeweler in the Bay Area. And now they have an online store too. Papa, you can purchase Canadian maple and Swiss gold coins for your investments and mom, they also buy old jewelry at great prices. So you can sell your heavy jewelry and then buy some sets that I like.
PNG Jewelers, a name you can trust for the last 177 years. Buy online or come to our store at 820 East El Camino Real in Sunnyvale. Call 1-888-764-4099 or go to www.pngjewelers.com.
SP Entertainment presents Paresh Rawal live on stage in Krishan vs. Kanhaiya on Sunday, April 24th, 6 p.m. at Chabot College Performing Arts.
Aaraung phir se America. Wahi natak lekar Krishan vs. Kanhaiya. But naye kisse aur nayi soch ke saath.
For tickets or more information, visit sbixentertainment.com or call them at 408-834-7711. 408-834-7711.
As a mom, you tend to sacrifice some things you want to do for yourself. But I was always really self-conscious about my teeth. And so I finally decided to do something for myself and got Invisalign. Invisalign was amazing. The aligners were clear and comfortable. And hardly anyone knew I had them in.
If you're not happy with your smile, do something for yourself. Visit pannudental.com and schedule your free consultation. With experience of more than 1,000 Invisalign cases, Dr. Pannu can help you achieve the picture-perfect smile. 4 locations, San Jose, Dublin, Fremont, and Cupertino. Call now, 1-800-360-9250. 1-800-360-9250.
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो फंडू. फॉर एडवर्टाइजिंग कॉल अस एट 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
Mom, I want to go to science, tennis and chess camp.
But Mom, I want to go to Bollywood dance, ice skating and Hindi music.
Okay, both of you, let's get you signed up at Little Champs.
Little Champs offers wide variety of camps. They also have a wonderful after-school program with pickup facility located in Cupertino. Visit them at www.little-champs.net or call them at 408-216-9346, 408-216-9346, or attend their open house on Sunday, April 24th and May 8th between 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Currently enrolling for Saturday chess class.
All right, let's do a quick spot here fast. OSHA for Education is back with its annual Spring Run and Carnival on the 24th of April at Balance Park in Sunnyvale. Run, or in my case, walk, a 5K or 10K for a great cause. Carnival features games, face painting, henna tattoo, food, and much, much more. So whether you enjoy running or walking, or just want to have some fun at the Carnival, or enjoy a beautiful day with your friends and family and Anu, it's a place to be. For details, visit oshanet.org/SiliconValley.
And now back to Protein Shakes in the Morning with Richie. I mean, Ricky.
See, protein shakes and Ricky don't go together.
They don't. I'm surprised you can make them happen.
Yeah, man. They're actually delicious. All right.
What flavor? Chocolate or vanilla?
I do. Oh, very, very strawberry.
Oh, I need to try that.
Very, very strawberry.
All right. Okay.
All right. Let's go back to the lines here. Again, the topic. Lines are lit, man. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. I'm asking you guys, if you're a CEO for a day, what changes would you make to your company? We've heard a lot. We've heard work-life balance. Hey, we all want work-life balance. But give me the crux. Give me some actual action items that I can take back.
That's a good work term right there,
this
buddy.
This is an hour meeting, okay? An hour meeting. I want some action items. What changes can I make?
Sorry, now it's a half hour because of your rule.
Yeah, that was my first thing I said. Yeah, give us one of yours.
Mine was free food.
Yeah, okay.
Feed your employees.
So they stay back longer.
Hell yeah. They want us. I know people who work at Google 12, 14 hours, not because they want to.
Because they got the food.
Because the food.
No, I can't argue that. Google food is really good, too.
It's really good.
All right, let's go to, you've been waiting a long time, Patricia. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky. Thank you for holding.
Hey, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Patricia from Fremont. So I have an idea to share. So probably what I would do is I would place my people around the company and then whom I trust, obviously, and then I would want them to get the feedback to me on what actually is going on. Because being the CEO, I may not have a granularity of what exactly is happening with my folks around.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have my people whom I trust or who are very close to me. And then I would get the feedback so that, you know,
so,
I have some action.
So let's go a step further, Patricia. So you get the feedback. What will you do with that feedback?
No, because only when you have your people around and talk to the actual folks who are at work, only then you got to know what's happening, right? So based on that feedback, I'm going to take the action items and then implement those. If they really are struggling with the work-life balance, that's when I'm going to take some action items. If it's really something to do with the politics, as some of the folks were mentioning in the call earlier, I would really make sure that that would be avoided. So it's actually the feedback which I need from the people, because if I put myself in the shoes today as I work, that's what I don't know, you know, how to carry the feedback which I have with other folks and I talk to them through my manager. So okay. I would really feel that would help.
Yeah, okay. That's a good call, Patricia. And again, thank you for holding. You got to listen to your employees. I mean, there's no doubt. And Patricia's a good point. But specifically, I want ideas here. All right, let's go to Sophie in Cupertino. Sophie, welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning.
All right, Sophie, turn down your radio, Sophie.
All right, let's put Sophie back on hold. Get her back. Let's go to Pyle in San Jose. Pyle, welcome to Lunch with... What's that?
Actually, you're going to Archana, not Pyle.
Oh, I'm going to Archana.
I misspelled it. It's my mistake. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's go to Archana. Archana Fremont, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Ricky. I would do two things. One thing, I would give an option to all the moms that if they want to go home at 4 o'clock any day, they can sign an agreement and they can go home. And then in the evening, they can cover up the extra hour that they have missed.
Okay.
Second thing that I would do is that I would declare that day that today we are not working in the office. We are all going offsite. And in the offsite, we'll go to some picnic spot or something.
Okay.
Not only enjoy, but brainstorm on what are the ideas to improve the company.
Uh-huh.
And then end of the day, we prepare a recommendation report that can be given to the CEO next day. That this is what all of us think. And choose what you want from here.
Yeah.
The whole company will come back with a new desk.
Uh-huh.
Because they have had rest for the whole day. And something different from the
world. So you rest people up, take them on a picnic. Is that what I'm saying? Is that what I'm hearing, Archana?
Yes.
All right.
Picnic and brainstorm on what you can do to improve the company.
Perfect. Okay, thank you for that call, Archana. So she's saying go for a picnic. All right. I want to go to the next level, guys. Give me how do we get deeper? Give me actual ideas. Here's my second idea. Give everyone an office.
You mean four full walls, a door?
Four walls and a door that I can close and I can shut out and actually do my work. I used to work in a cube.
I would love that.
And so how much productivity gets killed in that damn cube?
Well, you there's so many people
walking
you.
By and just, well, hey, what's up? How's your weekend? I don't care. Let me do my work.
So I got the next best thing to that. I put on headphones.
And
I just ignore them.
But people still walk by.
I say, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
And sometimes you just got to be inaccessible because I got to get this thing out. And imagine how much more productive we can be. Water cooler conversations are great, but one a day. That's the third thing I'd mandate. I'd be a little.
I got one for you, boss. Yeah. You know what? I want to instill 20% time. So I know there are a few companies that allow for, I believe it's one day a week where you spend working on something that isn't directly what your current project is, but it's something that maybe you've thought, wow, what if we did this here?
Uh-huh.
Companies like Google, Facebook, how do you think they come up with some of these great ideas? It's because you set up this totally with an environment with no pressure.
Right.
And you're just focusing on a passion.
No, and you know, a lot of these companies here in the Valley, and I think this is piggybacking what you're saying on New, you lose, and I don't want to get too technical here, but you lose innovation.
Yep.
A lot of these companies are losing innovation because you're just so stuck in the everyday. And then the idea of that, what Google was doing, and some other companies in the Valley as well, look, we got to always continue to be innovative. We've got to be inventive. Let's actually dedicate some time, and because we've got the smartest people in the world working for us and with us.
Yeah.
Let's get your ideas.
Well, they have this cool thing I saw on MTV did a documentary on Facebook a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. They have this thing called a hackathon. Uh-huh. 24 hours, they provide beer and food, and the programmers and the technical guys can work on technical projects, but then people who work on like HR, marketing, and things aren't really technical, they can actually take classes and learn other things too. So really, it just fosters such a totally different environment.
Yeah, no, I agree. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. We got a bunch of gift packs to still give away. Give us your ideas. Let's go back to Cupertino and Sophie. Are you there with us, Sophie? Welcome to Lunch with Ricky.
I am here.
All right. You have an idea for us.
Yeah, I was thinking of Brunch with Ricky.
Oh, Brunch with Ricky.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, that's the middle of the morning.
Brunch with Ricky. Okay.
Not a bad idea.
That's the second one we got with Brunch with Ricky.
It's not bad. It's popular.
Thank you for the suggestion there, Sophie. Do you have any ideas on the if you were CEO for a day?
No.
No.
Just
She's
the
like,
name.
She just wants the name. If I was CEO, and thank you for the call, Sophie. Okay. If I was CEO, all I want to do is make a name change. That's all I want to do.
CEO of Lunch with Ricky.
Yeah.
We're going to change it to Brunch with Ricky.
Brunch with Ricky.
Fine.
We're done. Next. Where's Brunch? Let's go back to the lines here. Let's go to Pialita in San Jose. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. So I just had one idea. If I be a CEO of any company, right, what I would do is, there are a lot of employees, who are struggling to run with their kids, especially when they have spring breaks or, during the summer vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's like so hassle around and they just run on the roads to drop their kids to daycare centers or some learning centers.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to provide that service within my organization.
Yeah.
So, some kind of academic counseling that I could provide to my employees.
Fantastic.
would get benefited out of it, and then they just don't have to run around taking their kids and then, you know, have all that attention around. So I think I would want
to
do that.
Yeah, and that's sorry to cut you off there. I don't know. Do you have more ideas? Bailitha, are you there?
No, I'm done.
Yeah, okay, no. And I was saying there's so many... I think in the workplace, and I didn't mean to cut you off there, and I'd love to get you more thought on this. If you're a parent, your head is just where your kid is, right? How's my kid doing? Did he eat? Did he, you know, all that stuff. And as an employer, you get, well, okay, well, you know, you got to focus on work. Now imagine if there was a situation in a service, and a lot of companies do offer this, but not everyone, if I could have my kid in my vicinity. So I could check up on him or her every so often, making sure she's good and he's good. And then, you know, hey, my priorities are back into work, but my focus is at least, you know, it's back into work, but at least in the back of my head, I know that my kid is okay. That's a great idea, Bailitha. Anu?
Yeah, thank you.
Anu? Bailitha, yeah. we're gonna make you one of our winners today, too. I love that idea. Do us a favor, drop us a line, Ricky@lunchwithricky.com. We're going to get you some gift packs that Radio Fundu is generously giving to our fine listeners today. But thank you for that. All right.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You, too. Have a great day at work. I know this is hot, man. This is a hot segment.
You know what? I mean, I didn't know people were really going to be feeling this.
So let's do this. Awesome. We got a couple more gift packs to give away. We see some of you guys on hold. We're going to do a little rapid fire on the other end here because we have a few minutes left. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. We're gonna go fast. Give me your idea. We've come up with a couple here. We've had a daycare service, which was nice.
It's a good one.
And the CEO keeping the door open, I like that. Yep, my suggestion is half an hour meetings.
Yes.
Get your own office. Anu wants free food. What do you got? We'll be back on the other side.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Travel and vacation fun with Gotcha Travels. Gotcha Travels can help you book cruises to Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Caribbean, Bahamas, Europe, river cruises, and fun-filled Disney cruises and resorts. They also book tours to Europe and definitely to India. Great discounts available on vacation packages and group tours and cruises. Contact Gotcha at 1-800-742-3591, 1-800-742-3591, or visit gotcha.com, GOTYAA.com. Gotcha makes travel fun.
Are you looking for a job? How about job training or placement assistance? Are you looking for an e-verified company or for green card or H-1B filings and transfers? Scopus Consulting Group is your answer to all of these questions. Scopus Consulting Group is an IT solutions company that provides training and project placement across the U.S. We provide training in Microsoft SharePoint, Oracle DBA and applications, Cisco networking, storage area networking, and for hardware like VLSI or ASIC. Reach us at 408-400-0102. That's 408-400-0102. Or visit our website at www.scopusgroup.com.
Oh, yaar, I've got to file my taxes and I don't know where to start.
Start with MyGenie.com. Visit MyGenie and search for a tax consultant in your area and schedule an appointment at your own convenience. And it's that simple and it's free. Register now to win an iPod at MyGenie.com. MyGenie.com. The genie at your service.
If you are a tax professional and like to build a relationship with MyGenie, please send an email to contact@MyGenie.com. That is contact@MyGenie.com. Or call 925-386-6441. 925-386-6441.
AAA Entertainment and Radio Pandu presents Raju Srivastav live in Bay Area. Enjoy an exciting, fun-filled show with rip-tickling comedy on April 22nd at 7:30 p.m.
Venue is Shabo College Performing Arts Center. To purchase tickets, log on to Sulekha.com or AAAEntertainments.com. For more information, call Neeraj at 510-565-9518. 510-565-9518.
अरे यार तुमने अपने पेरेंट्स के लिए इंश्योरेंस कहाँ से करवाई मेरे पेरेंट्स नेक्स्ट मंथ आ रहे हैं मुझे अभी से रिसर्च करनी पड़ेगी
रिसर्च करने की क्या जरूरत है जस्ट गो टू visitorscoverage.com एंड बूम यू कैन कंपेयर प्लान्स पिक द बेस्ट वन एंड अप्लाई ऑनलाइन इट्स दैट सिंपल
सच ऐसी कोई वेबसाइट है क्या
एब्सोल्युटली visitorscoverage.com इज द बेस्ट वेबसाइट फॉर विजिटर्स इंश्योरेंस visitorscoverage.com द बेस्ट प्लेस टू बाय विजिटर्स इंश्योरेंस
If you have studied in any of the NITs, formerly known as Regional Engineering College or REC of India or IISc Bangalore, then you don't want to miss the exciting Silicon Valley NIT IISc networking event on this Sunday, April 17, 12 p.m. at Cisco Systems Building No. 18 in San Jose. Central theme of the event is Building a Strong Team. For more information, please contact Sri Dharmapala at 408-462-0759, 408-462-0759, or register for the event at www.thenitians.org.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundoo. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118, 408-476-6118.
Now back to Brunch with Ricky.
All right, name change. All right.
I don't like it too much.
Yeah, I don't either.
It doesn't
sticking.
Work for me.
It's not sticking with me either. All right, let's go. We're doing rapid fire here again. If you're CEO for a day, what would you do? Let's go right back to the phones. Go to San Jose and welcome Abhishek. Abhishek, I'm sorry game didn't do too well.
No problem. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, so what I would suggest for your question, like if I would be made CEO for a day, I would try to make the work culture quite flex. Like, for example, like the workers can come at a flex schedule, and you can provide. I would like to provide more incentives. For example, allocate some budget for maybe have a gym or you know.
A lot of companies have that, though, don't they?
My company don't have.
They don't have a gym. Yeah, okay.
So kind of provide like more have a party.
See, I love flexibility.
Friday or something like that.
So Abhishek, give me a second. I love flexibility, but hey, I'm a manager. I need my report. It's 9:15 in the morning. Abhishek's not in. Where's Abhishek? So I like flexibility, but at the same time, we have hours. Let's work on those hours, right?
I know, you know, but if you have the flex schedule, like, you know, you can come at any time as long as the work is being completed. So, you know,
sure.
I don't want like that the workers should sit like for exactly like 8 hours. Like,
fine. No, that's fine. I agree. Abhishek, we got to run, man. Sorry. We're quick here. Let's go to Umesh in Fremont. Umesh, I got to give you 30 seconds. If you were CEO for a day, what would you do?
What I would do is basically take out the politics in the company and take out the layers of the managerial hierarchy and give an individual the full responsibility with 10% growth in his 401k, then give him the liberty to work from home, not to come to the office, and no boss's face every day.
I love the 401k one idea because, look, politics is hard, and how do you get that out? A 10% increase in your 401k keeps me going. Okay, thank you for that, Umesh. Let's go to Srinivas in Santa Clara. Srinivas.
Hi. I'm made CEO for one day. I would like to implement some policies. Like any person like who would prefer to stay for a longer term with the company, like they can become equal stakeholders. Like since the company is moved equally by each and every employee, everybody should have equal stake. Ownership in the company.
Yeah, that's where you're wrong, my friend, though. It's not always equal state, though. If I'm a manager and I put in $3 million, if I'm a investor, I put $3 million in the employees, yeah, they're working, but hey, that's my money. So I'm not sure if it's equal state in everyone, and I'd love to give everyone that power, but I don't know, Srinivas. All right, let's end it with Seema. All right, Seema, take us home here.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I want to talk from different aspects. I'm in medical professions. We can't work from home. So I will give my employees the raise and bonus for their hard work.
So
that's what I can do because they have to come to office because they can't work from home.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And thank you for that, Seema. So, unfortunately, we got to run here. We're against the clock. So give everyone a Bose and Rainus, and then the company shuts down in a year. I don't know about that. Yeah, that's a great idea, but you got to be practical. Good show. My goodness. I want to give you the wellness tip of the week here before we wrap things up here. The wellness tip is brought to you by Spydhara, a wellness and Ayurvedic spa in Fremont. They provide facials, massages, threading, waxing, yoga, and a full suite of Ayurveda services. You can reach Spadhara at 510-256-5001 or at spadhara.com. Today's tip is on insomnia. I hope you're paying attention on insomnia, which is usually caused by stress, which if you're more relaxed in a good workplace, it would be avoided. In order to combat insomnia, you should resort to the following tips. Poppy seeds. Soak them in water for an hour. Grind them to form a paste. Boil the paste and with milk and sugar. And drinking this is effective to overcome insomnia. 2. Tomato juice. Tomato juice. No Bloody Marys, just tomato juice. You never thought of it, but drink 1 cup of teaspoons of natural sugar and pinching of nutmeg and mix that in the tomato juice and drink the juice about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, then have dinner at 6 or 7. You should get some sleep.
Hmm.
Again, these tips brought to you by Spadar and Fremont. Spadar is a weekly show here on the Fondue brand at 11 a.m. on Mondays called Think Wellness, a show about wellness, health, and beauty. Again, visit them at spadar.com or call them 510-256-5001. And there's also a contest on the Radio Fondue website, radiofondue.com, brought to you by Spadar. You'll go to the website, get a contest, and you may win. Woo, tough to quick show, man.
Yeah, you know, Ricky, I mean, these topics, I've certainly learned a lot.
Hmm.
But you know, man, I'm feeling not very Indian. Listen to me here. You know, I'll be at work and I'll try to speak in Hindi or Punjabi and you know, mess things up, and you know, the people laugh at me, and I can't sit with my Indian coworkers because I'm not exactly Indian to them. So
yeah.
You know, I'm not feeling the love.
Okay, well, let's address that. You just got a topic for next week.
Oh.
Let's all help Anu here. Let's all help Anu here. How can Anu feel more Indian? Man, I mean, that's a fair point because a lot of us feel that. At times, I don't feel that, man. I don't always feel like I fit in. I don't always feel that I belong. All right, we'll address that. What makes us South Asian? We'll narrow the topic down a little more next week. But thank you again for all the calls here. Mom, Dad, MJ, SA, thank you for listening. Anu, hell of a show, man. Stay dry out there, everyone. Remember, if you want a revolution, the only solution, evolve. Till next week.